Okay, we're all set.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome. It's 5:19, and this is the Ulster County Reapportionment Commission. And we'd like to start by taking a roll. Fawn, would you please read the roll?
Regis Obajewski.
Present.
Sarah DiStefano.
Present.
Andy Monk.
Present.
Donna Lutz.
Present.
Kenneth Panza.
Present.
Travis Rask.
Here.
Kathleen Waite.
Present.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. We'll proceed. Tonight's agenda will be one item, and that has to do with the pending lawsuit. We have with us tonight Michael Cook from Cook & Associates, and we'll be going into executive session shortly. For all of our meetings, we have two opportunities for the public to speak. One is at the point of agenda for comments on the agenda, such as it is, and at the end. So we will stay here during executive session, and at the end, we will close publicly. And so if you're here, you know. Okay. Okay, so does anyone have any comments on the agenda?
I do.
Would you tell your speaker?
Sure, my name's Tom Kruglinski. I'm the, I live in Gardner. I'm a voter from Gardner. I'm also the reasoner here. When this commission started, I assumed good faith. There was not good faith. This was a political process. And unfortunately, the votes broke in favor of taking my town, which is 5,550 people approximately, when the target size of the district is 7,815. And to take the district that has the most Democrats in it, chop it off, give it to New Paltz, which is already Democratic, and then take a huge chunk of Republican Sean Gum and put it in with Gardner to basically make it almost impossible for us to elect a Democrat. That's a gerrymandering technique. Cracking and packing. It's very well known by political scientists. That's exactly what happened here. And so I think you have an opportunity here. I mean, you can't win. I mean, because of the district variant size issue, you're going to lose on that, right? You know you're going to lose on that. Your council said that you should have probably checked the law before you approved that travesty of a map. The issue is, will you be fair? Will you be fair to Gardner? Will you be fair to Esopus? Will you be fair to the town of Ulster and not divide our towns illegally and also unfairly for the purpose of partisan gain? And we all know that Ken Ronk is behind this, right? I mean, Ken Ronk is appointed Ms. DiStefano. She refused to accede to the map that was the alternative map that was knocked out procedurally. And she will do everything in her power to make sure that my town stays divided, because that is the debt that she has to pay to her political benefactor, Ken Ronk. And I would just urge the members of this commission, the other members of this commission, is be fair. We're a town of 2,000 plus people under the target amount, and you want to chop us up. The only reason is for political gain. We know that, right? And beyond that, we will make that argument to the judge. The judge will either agree or disagree. I think you ought to go into this with an open mind and say, look, you know, you screwed up. You know you screwed up with this. But you not only screwed up with the variance issue, the numbers issue, you screwed up by supporting a map that was politically driven and prejudicial to the people of my town. So with that, I will let you get to your meeting. I don't want to filibuster. And I just hope you do the right thing and don't listen to Ms. DiStefano. Please don't listen to her.
Thank you, Tom. anyone else have an account on the agenda? Yes, please give your name and where you're from, please.
Sure. My name is Kelly McKenzie. I'm in the town of Rosendale, and I sit on the Zoning Board of Appeals there. And I've been on the board for over a decade. And one of the things that I, as a board member, really take a lot of care with is, like, taxpayer dollars. And I read the article in the Freeman, I think that, Mr. Chair, that you were quoted in, talking about, like, this whole situation. And knowing that a mistake was made, so the maps don't meet the law. I mean, that's, it happened, that's fine. But the concern that this body doesn't have the power to redraw the map without a judge's order. Yet, I know that you guys were counseled by the county attorney that you should convene and redraw the map. So I guess my suggestion is, like, if you know the map is illegal and there's already been a lawsuit, rather than spending the taxpayer dollars defending that map, just go ahead and fix it. And then if somebody files a lawsuit after saying, oh, no, 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 you needed a judge's order first, then you deal with it then and you pay the burden, the legal costs then. But to me, it just seems like if you know that it needs to be fixed and you were counseled that you should go ahead and fix it, why not just fix it rather than costing taxpayer dollars to defend it? That's my opinion.
Thank you. Anyone else have a comment on the agenda? Okay, I'd like to entertain a motion to move into executive session. Okay, Donna makes the motion.
Second.
Travis second. All in favor? Aye. Unanimous. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman, you need to announce why you're going to executive session. Is to discuss the lawsuit.
Yes. Yes, to discuss discuss this potential lawsuit, and we have our attorney here with us, and so that's what we'll be doing in this executive session.
Okay, and you're going to allow the attorney to stay?
Yes.
All right, so we're going to go into executive session at 5:23.